For 14-year-old Mason McGregor, actions speak louder than words. The grade 9 Belmont Secondary student spent nearly 2 years quietly growing his hair. Not for style, but for something far more meaningful. Inspired by his North Saanich grandparents, who both had cancer, Mason has donated his locks to Wigs for Kids, a charity that supplies free real hair wigs to BC children affected by cancer or other life-threatening illnesses. "This was a way for Mason to give back," said his father, Duncan McGregor. Once his hair was long enough to donate, Mason and his dad headed to Chatter's Hair Salon the day before high school resumed in September. There, the stylist tied his hair into a braid and snipped it off, all 12 inches of it. The family then sent the hair to Eva and Company. Wigs in Vancouver, who are partnered with the BC Children's Hospital Program. "I didn't tell any of my friends that I was getting it cut, so it was a big shock for them," said Mason about his return to school, sporting a short back and sides. Mason McGregor's locks get the chop. Courtesy of Duncan McGregor. For Duncan, it was more than just a haircut, it was a proud dad moment. "I'm just proud of him, his mom too, for sticking it out, especially through middle school," he said. Mason's grandparents were equally touched by his act of generosity. "It's just like," Mason's grandma says, "in a world full of negativity, this is something positive," said Duncan. As for how Mason feels, he keeps his response short and simple. "Great," he says with a shrug. But his modesty cannot hide the impact of the experience, which has clearly left its mark. Mason says this will be the first of many charitable efforts. In fact, his second is already underway. He's growing his hair again. A revelation that came as a surprise to his dad. "I'm proud of you, buddy," he said. Just like his son, Duncan also likes to do his bit for charity. But he won't be growing out his hair anytime soon. "I'm a bakery manager at Costco, so that's a lot of hair to fit into a hairnet," he jokes. Still, he hopes Mason's actions will inspire others to help out in the community in their own way. "We were never looking for any recognition or to sit down with the newspaper," he says. "But if it can inspire somebody to think about maybe doing a bottle drive or help a charity, that will make this even more worthwhile." Mason too hopes others will follow his lead. "It's for a really good cause, and I think it positively impacts the world," he says, encouraging others to do something charitable, big or small.